Don't be distracted. Hello, everyone. I want to ask the question today. Are you planning for the future or are you just living for now? We may have ideas and plans in our minds, and some of us may have even written it on paper. But my question today is, have you planned for the future? Or are you living for your now? So today, I just want to let you know, don't be distracted. Now, we think about time, and we think about even in 2019 and how fast this year went by. I don't know if anyone noticed, but this year went extremely fast. I remember years ago when I would pray that time would go by fast because it seemed like the days were just slow. And now I'm praying, Lord, give me more time. We still have 24 hours in a day, but it seems as if those 24 hours go by so fast. And so God gave us time to keep track of our lives so that we can set goals and make progress. And so if you think about it, if there was no time, there would be no pressure on getting things done. We would just wake up every day, live every day, wait from morning until night, time to go to bed, time to eat our meals. So time helps us keep track. And so listen, if we take a person, put them on an island with no phone, no TV, and just give them a journal, a book, and a pen for a month, for an entire month, and we told them to plan out their lives for 1 month. Plan out their lives for the next 5 years, 10 years. Do you know how much will be accomplished by having no distractions? My son Joshua, he's 10 years old. He's a very creative child. He loves to write. He plays music. He loves to sing. He's full of life and energy. And so he's even working on some books now. But when I allow him to play video games and watch TV, it blocks his creativity. Whenever he isn't given the opportunity to do those things, he writes and he's very intriguing. So what comes out of him when he has nothing else to grab his attention is amazing. I have read things, even in times when I've taken his privileges away because of his behavior, maybe in school. The things that he writes blows my mind because what? He has no distractions. And so there are many distractions that can cause us to waste valuable time and we can't get it back. Once today is gone, regardless of what you have done with your day, you may have woken up, ate your breakfast, watched TV a little bit. Some people may go to work, talk on the phone, text. And so whatever you decide to do in this day, you can't get it back. So different distractions. TV can be your distraction. Your phone can be your distraction. The internet can be your distraction. Social media can be your distraction. Your friends, your spouses, your children, whatever can be a distraction. I believe everything should be given its proper time. But things that are given its proper time and also time management is very important. And so if we calculate, just think about it, TV, phone, internet, social media, hanging out, just doing frivolous things, I believe we should have our leisure time. I believe we should take vacations. And, you know, because we work, most people work 5 days a week. So I believe you should have balance. But in that free time when we're not working, we should be working on our purpose. We should be working on our vision for our lives. God has given us all something to do while we're here. And so if we could calculate all of the hours used in these particular areas, like I said, TV, phone, internet, social media, and compare the amount of time that we invest in our future goals, we will see why we're not seeing the productivity in our lives that we should see. And so let's just say we see productivity, but just imagine how much more productivity we would see if we would give everything its proper time. And so I just want to challenge you. I just want to challenge you. The time that we watch TV, our favorite shows, maybe 2-3 hours. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're watching those series, there'd be me one show comes on right after the next. Maybe just watch one show that may be 1 hour. If you want to really watch TV and you can't take away from watching TV, but let's take more time instead of watching our favorite shows or checking and commenting on our social media, talking on the phone and texting. If we could use half of that time, we can see major progress. And so, like I said, let's just say we don't use all of those avenues I just listed. There are many things that can come to our minds that will take our time and energy away. And some things we may not even be aware of. Some things we may be aware of. But what matters the most? Those things are planning for our future. Why are we here? And once you find the reason why you're here, and even a glimpse of what your future may be, your next steps need to be, let's plan to execute these plans. We can pray and get the vision, but then we have to pray for direction. And so that's just like having an address and not putting it into the navigation system. Having an address is a quarter of the progress. Having a strategic plan of how to get these plans done is the bulk of the job. And so we don't say, okay, let's be distracted. No, but distractions come. And so let's just get out of the mindset of not just starting something, but actually finishing it. And so don't let distractions in life stop you from finishing what you started or from starting and finishing it. So being clear on your plan and focusing on that and setting goals for yourself and following through the necessary steps to get it done, it brings joy. It brings contentment. It brings meaning for life. You won't get up every day saying, why am I here? You know, why can't I get this done? But you're going to make the forward progression yourself. You're going to make those moves on purpose, regardless of anybody that's encouraging you or anybody that's pushing you and being your cheerleader. Let's say you don't have any cheerleaders. Let's say you have inconsistent people in your lives that are willing to go forth with the plan. God will send someone your way, and it may not be someone in your inner circle. It may not be someone that you're expecting to get that support from. And so is seeing your future plans being manifested in the earth worth indulging in distractions? Is it worth it? Do you want to see your plans being executed in the earth? If you do, limit your time in these extracurricular activities. It's okay. Take a vacation for a week, maybe quarterly, maybe twice a year. Do whatever you have to do to create a balance in your life. But our everyday distractions, dedicate 2 hours towards planning your future goals. And I promise you, you're going to feel so much better that you took the time to invest in your future, not only for you, but for your family and for all of those people, your extended family, for the people that God has assigned to your life to be a blessing. Someone is looking at you. Someone is looking at your life. Someone is admiring what God has put on you, and it will encourage others to do the same. So again, I encourage you. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Move forward with your goals. Make your plans. Execute them. And you will feel joy and fulfillment out of your life because you are doing what God has planned for you to do here on earth. We were all put here for a reason. We were all put here for a purpose. And it is our responsibility, after we find out what that purpose is, to work towards getting it done. Blessings to you all. Don't be distracted.